Well, we'd use some gourds. We used a lot of gourds, but they had some that we used, got to where we could go to the racket store and buy those things. It looked possibly like they was made out of celluloid, something like that.
Oh.
Clear looking material.
Some of them made out of glass.
Yeah, there were some of them made out of glass, but it was a different glass what we have mostly because it was not easy broken, it was lightweight. Mm-hmm. If you drop it, it wouldn't break. But we used to raise a lot of those little gourds and we used them for a nest egg. But a lot of the old hens get wise to them, they wouldn't go back to lay to them. Well, that gourd wasn't the same color of egg, it wasn't the same shape.
Did you ever pile your hay out in the field?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Done a lot of that.
In little ones or big ones or?
Well, I've been both. I've made big stacks and I've made small. We used to what we call shocking it in small shocks out mm-hmm. there. Shock it while it is green and let it stand shock till it cured.
Now was this, how big was the shock?
Well, I would say they possibly have 2 or 3 bales of hay in it mm-hmm. in the shock. Mm-hmm. Put it in bales.
Mm-hmm. Just pile it up and then tie it?
We'd pile it up and round it off good on the top. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't really need tying, it'd just stand up there. Possibly wouldn't be over that high.
Mm-hmm.
Round it off good and that'd shed the water off there. Mm-hmm. That hay would keep there the winter.
Hmm. Was this made up of a number of little piles of hay, or?
Yeah, we'd rake this hay, you know, up into small piles with a rake, and we'd take our pitchforks and pile that up, and get yourself a little pile, and then we'd carry them over here and put it on top of this. We've got a pretty good sized shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have hauled this hay in on wagons and stacked it in a large stack, be as big as this house. I stacked hay as big as this house.
Would that be round or?
Well, no, we'd ordinarily make them in an oblong shape.
Mm-hmm.
They stack better in an oblong. It'd make it say start down here, 10 feet wide at the bottom. 20 feet long, 30 feet long out yonder, you know. Mm-hmm. You start that stack there, and we'd run it on up here, and we'd come in gradually. We got way up high, up high to the ceiling or higher. By that time, the stack would get high enough to cap it off.
Mm-hmm.
That hay would keep pretty good there.
Mm-hmm. Was your cap just other hay?
Yeah, we'd ordinarily cap it, just other hay.
And that'd turn the water.
Yeah.
Did you have a shelter for your cows?
Well, no, not much of the time. We possibly have a shed for 1 or 2 cows.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily we didn't have a shed for those cows.
Now, a shed, was this part of the barn? Or?
Yeah, that was ordinarily part of the barn, but we generally had to keep the horse stock and work stock in that barn. We didn't have room for their cows in there, and we generally kept them in a separate pen
mm-hmm.
called a cow lot. We didn't have a cow shed all the time, either by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But we did eventually get the building shed out there for the cows.
Were these open? Just a roof? Or
yeah, ordinarily we did leave the south side open and the north and more especially north and west would be locked in. Leave the other sides open, the east and the south.
Did you have a place where you could stake your cows to milk them?
Well, yes, sometimes we did. We call them
pennon.
Well, we just ordinarily tried to break those cows to milk without having to put them in a stall or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the cows we milked, we could milk them out the lot without having to
mm-hmm.
pen them up into a stall. Sometimes we get a hold of a wild and have to put her in a stall, you know, or
mm-hmm.
shoot a foot up or something to keep her from kicking your head off.
Yeah.